sneak, free, what? Wiggle the beat, stop, drop, get up, sneak, free, what? Wiggle the beat, stop, drop, get up, sneak, free, what? Wiggle the beat, stop, drop, get up, sneak, free, what? Wiggle the beat, stop, drop. Paramount Pictures and MTV Films present Dance Flick. Two breakdancing groups compete in front of a large crowd in a hall. One group dances in formation and is pushed aside by the other. Another spins on his head, then performs a maneuver where his head disappears up his bottom to the excitement of his group. In retaliation, a rival dancer spins so fast he flies up into the air and crashes through the rafters into the sky. Thomas and his group look angry. In response, one of their dancers does a ferocious head spin and corkscrews down through the floorboards. Sawdust and water spurts up. The two groups start to fight, cheered on by the spectators.
This is my hat. This is my hat. We're not gonna have that here. Now we got a tie.
What?
That's right. The baddest two crews are left, and I'm talking bad, super bad. I'm talking Wesley Snipes, Don't Pay His Taxes bad. We're talking T.I. buying machine guns bad. We're talking everything on the CW bad. Now the only way to settle this is a rematch.
So what y'all gonna do?
Oh, let's do it.
Whoa, no, wait.
Y'all go on over there and talk about it. Don't talk about it.
Sugar Bear's gonna kill us if he loses money.
Come on, Thomas, we can take these fools, man. All we need is for D to do his signature move.
No, I'm not sure that's a good idea.
He can't, it's too dangerous. So I don't care about that, man. D's gonna do it.
But he could break his neck and be crippled forever.
D don't care about that, man. All right, he's gonna take one for the team.
But like 100 million Americans, D doesn't have insurance.
Yeah, he's right, I don't.
Yo, man, he's doing the move and that's final. I want this.
Exactly, you want this. Look, man, there ain't no I in team.
There ain't?
No.
What about group?
Not group either.
Crew?
No.
Troop?
Uh-uh.
Gang?
No.
Ensemble?
You just mispronounced that word to make it sound like I had an I in it.
Yo, forget about all that, man. Let's do it.
But guys, stay out of your business, D.
Come on, man.
So what y'all gonna do?
Double or nothing, $5,000.
Akon holds up a wad of cash.
All right, we'll put the money in the hat.
The owner of the hall accidentally rips off his toupee.
Hey. Oh, well. Cat's out the bag. You heard the man. $3,000. Did I say three? I meant $5,000. Now, what you gonna do? Oh, yeah, we got us a battle now. Show them some love. That's right. These young men are gonna be battling it out for $7,000 in cash.
Both groups pull guns on the owner.
$10,000. And one of my last suits. From my loud-ass suit collection comes in a variety of ghetto colors. Flavor eyes yellow, Kool-Aid red, ashy gray, and for weddings and funerals, diamond hot suit black. Y'all ready to do this? Well, let's get it on!
Thomas spots one of Sugar Bear's heavy men in the crowd. The dance group separates, and D prepares for his dangerous move.
I saw you, D.
Their rivals watch in amazement as D's group propel him across the floor where he spins up onto his head and slides upside down towards them.
squirting oil onto the floor, the rivals cause Dee to slide off course and out into the street. Dee slides to a junction where another dancer passes him upside down.
What's up, man?
What's up?
He continues to slide and falls to his death off a broken bridge.
Oh! Oh no!
Looks like we got us a winner! The 4-9 crew it is!
Sugar Bear's henchman gestures a slit throat to Thomas and Akon, who look dejected. Meanwhile, Megan sits alone on a train.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
Oh, no,
not that. Good. Come on, kids! It's here!
A big black woman and her 5 kids pile onto the seat by Megan, slamming her face against the window.
There we go. Mm.
The woman pulls out a chicken leg from her inside coat pocket.
You want some chicken?
No, thank you.
The woman sees Megan's dance magazine.
Ooh, I love the ballet. Never had the body for it, though. That's why I chose football. That's me when I was 9. You dance?
I used to. When I lived in the suburbs.
Flashback, Megan dances at home.
Megan, honey, you hungry? Megan, will you help me with my homework?
Special delivery for Megan.
She simultaneously knocks out her family and a delivery man.
Megan, honey, we're really busy.
But, Mom, you promised.
I know, sweetie, but it's about to start raining, and I need to fix the brakes, and I have to drop off the life insurance check.
This is the biggest day of my life.
All right, sweetie. You're the best, Mom.
Aw.
A sign reads, "Welcome losers to the Juilliard School Dance Auditions. Today's schedule of champs." Megan looks out from stage, but her mum is not there. She sighs. Meanwhile, driving a van with a logo reading Flowers to Die For, her mum is en route.
Don't you worry. I won't let you down. I'll make it to that audition if it is the last thing I do.
You're gonna die, bitch.
A grim reaper sits behind a bouquet of flowers with a card reading, "In loving memory of Megan's mum, 1967 to 2009. She upturns her car not far from a leaking gas tanker blocking the road.
Oh no! Oh my God!
People run past her to collect gas.
I need you to lift up and swing your body towards me, okay?
Please hurry! I can't get it!
I can see it! Almost! Got it! I got it!
A policeman pulls a red container out of her car, leaving her in it.
What the hell?
Miss White, is there anything you'd like to share before you begin?
Well, I think my thighs look really fat in this outfit. Valtrex does not work. I have no gag reflex.
I meant about your routine.
Oh, well, nothing other than it's something that my grandfather helped me with.
Oh, this should be good.
Megan dances raunchily, tearing off her trousers to reveal hairy, manly legs.
She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother. She will never let your spirits down. Once it gets...
Meanwhile, her mum escapes from the car unaided. She is hit by a car reading Lindsay on the number plate. She is run over by another reading Brandy.
Don't worry, baby. I'll get there even if it kills me. Not even Brandy can stop me.
A third car reading Hallie sends her flying into the air and into a grave.
Oh, shit, not again.
Catwoman runs away from the scene. Megan finishes her audition. A custard pie hits her in the face.
Okay. Yes, I'll find a way to tell her gently. Your mother died, and no, you didn't get in.
What?
Next.
You mean my audition wasn't good enough?
Back to the train.
I asked you all that. Come on, kids. Let's move away from this long-winded hole. Come on, baby.
Megan has Punch Me written on her forehead, a lolly stuck to her, and half her hair has been braided. Thomas and Dee are led into a bar where Sugar Bear waits. He is enormously fat.
Well, if it isn't my two dancing delivery boys. Where's the other musketeer?
He died in a tragic dance accident.
I'm talking about my chocolate bar, bitch! Don't get cute.
I got it right here, Sugar Bear. It's all good.
They hand him chocolate.
I told y'all, Duke, when I gave you that loan, that I'm gonna need my piece of the pie.
I got it right here.
Oh, pumpkin pie. I ain't gonna sugarcoat this. Yeah, I is.
He sugars the pie.
I heard about you two fools getting served at that dance battle. But I like you two, so I'm gonna give you a chance to make things right. I'm gonna give you to the end of next week to bring me my chips. Mm-hmm. But if I don't get them by then, we all gonna be crying over spilled milk. Ooh, spilled milk and crumble cookies. Can you not? Somebody give me a fork. Who back there?
Megan is met off the train by her father.
The Suburban Express has arrived in the ghetto on track 2.
Dad?
Megan.
Hi.
Hi. So. You got a lot of baggage?
Well, you left me when I was 10. Mom is dead. I haven't had a decent date in a year because of my low self-esteem.
Whoa, honey. I'm talking about your luggage.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's over there.
Keep the platform.
He sees a huge pile of bags and takes one.
Ooh. Kitty. Now, look. I'll grab this. You grab the rest. I'm double parked.
Home, sweet home. Come on, honey. I give you the grand tour.
A chalked body outline is on the floor.
Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it great? Now listen, sweetheart, I know this may not be what you're used to, but this is the best squatter's apartment on Craigslist.
Musical high school.
I shopped. It was at 12:45. Nobody was there, so I didn't run. It was 2007, October 1. Under my bed is where I hid the gun.
Man, you killed it. Oh, you're under arrest for murder.
What you talking about, man? I didn't even do nothing.
Got your confession on tape.
I shot him. It was at 12:45. Man, that wasn't even me, man.
Hid the gun under the bed.
In a car, our mother speaks to her son.
Ray, I ain't gonna beat around the bush with you. You blind, son. Ain't no easy way to say you're a blind little bastard.
I know, Mama.
Ain't nobody gonna have pity on you because you blind. Now wipe them tears.
Oh, these ain't tears, Mama. These is eye boogers.
Ooh, then blow your eyes. Now, I done showed you how to do things once, but now you're on your own. But you remember, you're blind, not stupid.
Okay, Mama.
He knocks her coffee cup into her lap.
Just get out the car, you stupid blind son of a bitch! Oh! Ray?
Yes, Mama.
You know how many steps it takes to get to the school, right?
Yes, Mama. Also remember how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
Just take your stupid blind ass on.
Yes, Mama.
He counts steps and falls down a manhole cover.
1, 2, 3!
Now, contrary to rumor, my door is always open from 5 o'clock to 5.05 p.m., at which point I usually take my 3-hour lunch. So if you miss me, you can catch me every other Tuesday of every other leap year from 4.45 a.m. to 4.47 a.m. But just know I'm here to give you kids some guidance. Bobby, what are you doing writing on that wall with a marker? Use this spray paint. Don't you want people to be able to see your work?
Oh, yeah, let me try that.
Damn fool. Come on, Blondie, pick up the pace. I'm getting my wig rotated at 11.
No.
Johnny, take that condom off. You know you can't feel anything with it on.
Right.
Ooh, these damn kids, they don't even know how to get low. Okay, here we are. Here's your locker, and here's your combination. Now, do you have any questions or concerns?
Well, I do have a few concerns. It's kind of a pressing matter, but I know you don't have much time.
Megan turns to find the guidance counselor has gone.
Oh, she's good.
In the school corridor, Megan puts down her bag and Charity takes it, putting it into her own locker.
Girl, don't be leaving your bag on the floor. It's like giving it to Charity. Hi, I'm Charity.
I'm Megan.
Oh, are you a dancer?
I used to be.
Yeah, me too. Till I had my baby.
Charity sees Megan's dance magazine. Flashback to Charity breakdancing whilst pregnant. She spins face down on her bump while the crowd cheer. A baby shoots out across the floor and lands in a breakdancing pose. Back to school, she turns and Megan sees the baby.
Oh my God! You bring your baby to school with you? Hell yeah, I am a good mother, okay? You can't just be leaving your baby with anybody. These nannies be beating on your children like LAPD. I keep him with me because that way I know that he is safe and sound. You know what I'm talking about? You can't just be leaving your kid with anybody. These people out here be crazy neglecting their children. Okay. All right, boo-boo, you remember to breathe through the vents and mommy loves you, pumpkin.
Charity hangs her son up inside her locker. In a classroom, a coiffed fat girl sits next to an effeminate boy.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Tracy.
I was wondering if you have a dance partner for the senior showcase? Because I was thinking we could be partners. There's this really romantic scene in Romeo and Juliet.
That's great. I've always wanted to play that part.
You'll be a great Romeo.
I'm not talking about Romeo.
So funny.
Ba, ba, ka, 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 la, 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 da, 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 da. The lion daddy was fat. The lion daddy was old. No doubt in the world about that. The lion daddy had gold.
How now, brown cow?
An eccentric teacher enters.
Scene. An actor prepares. Acting, people, is action and reaction.
He hits a student who lunges back at him.
Yes, yes, son, yes. Oh, yes, that is true.
No,
me. Murder in your eyes. Yes, that's good, son. You need an agent. Excellent. Now, what will you do to act? What are you willing to sacrifice for your art, son? Yes. Are you willing to die for it? Are you willing to cry for it? Are you willing to lose your manhood for it?
He kisses a handsome male student. Jack looks on wistfully.
No? You, get out of my class. Get out of my class. You call yourself an actor? Get out! Damn it, I gave up my manhood. Twice.
Yes, it hurts. I bled. But I got 5 weeks' work on a non-union student film.
Now, class, there are 50,000 people who have the audacity to call themselves actors.
Yeah, like Jessica Simpson.
Yes, like Jessica Simpson.
Did any of you guys see Employee of the Month? Refund, please.
Oh, that dank. I can't do this.
Megan argues with Thomas.
Well, I kind of like that movie. I thought she did a really good job. I saw it 4 times.
Yeah, I guess I'd rather see her act than ruin the Cowboys' chances of ever winning the Super Bowl.
It seems as though we have a debate going on here.
How about those mom jeans?
Irregardless of what you may think of Miss Simpson, she is a success story. Of the 50,000 people that call themselves actors, there's only 500 working actors. Of that 500, most of them are white. There are a few roles for black people, but those roles are usually for the Wayans brothers. We must all in our lives and in our craft have one thing. Dignity. Yes, dignity. Well, I remember one time they offered me a role in a despicable, disgusting, stereotypical racist movie. Do you know what I told them?
Yes, Miss White.
You turned it down.
Hell no! I took that money! But I did it with dignity. Let us watch.
He plays a clip of himself.
Boy, you ain't picking that cotton fast enough.
Oh, that's no!
I
I be the best cotton picking, picking into this solid jubilee. Yes, sir. I was a cotton picking fool. They call me Lightning Jack. See, I just love picking me some cotton.
Boy, you loud talk to me.
That's what I'll be here forever. I cut my own foot off, sir, to show my loyalty. Me some master. No, master. No!
Later in ballet class.
Attention, ladies! Everybody take your place! I am your dance instructor, Miss Camille Trois.
She writes Miss Cameltoe. Her leggings are tight, revealing pronounced genitalia.
Now, I'm sure most of you have heard that I have a huge country music collection, but that's irrelevant. I have one interest here today. And that one interest is dance. I want to see you dance, and I want to see you smile. Understood? Oh, I barely saw you there. You look like a needle. You look like a gutted worm. You look like the number 11. What are you, Mary-Kate or Ashley? I've inserted tampons bigger than you. I don't teach by the pound. You shave it. What do you think this is, Busch Gardens? Trim it. Flatten it. Ah, look who freed Willie. Whale spotting. Grecian tanker. You've got more chins than a Chinese phone book. How about some butter for those rolls? We do the mashed potato here. We don't eat the mashed potato. Please. You gonna keep the baby? I hope so. Ah, and what's your situation? Did you grow up next to a nuclear power plant? You look like you were yanked through a closed door. You know, you're never gonna make it as a dancer, Sister Sledge. If I were you, I'd kill myself.
My life is over!
The girl jumps through the closed window.
It was a metaphor! Girls! If you want to have a successful senior showcase, you're going to have to step it up. Nora, show them how it's done.
A slim and elegant dancer demonstrates poses to the group.
Be a tree. A cloud. An earthworm. An acorn.
Wow, she's amazing.
A pair of lips.
That's Nora. She's a triple threat. She acts, sings, and dances.
You're a cup of coffee.
She's won every competition
Your
out
filter.
There.
Excellent, Nora. Excellent. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Brilliant. A+. Now, for the rest of you cows, I want you to follow me over here to the balance beam.
All right, that's good, Jack. That's good. Now, take it to the right. Take it to the right. Now, the left. Come on. All right, now, bring it up the middle. Let's go. Come on. Up the... Whoa, whoa! Jeez, give me that. You have got to take your ball and drive it hard into your opponent. And I mean drive it long and hard. Let's go again.
Dad, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, shoot.
Did you ever want to try something new, but were afraid of what your friends might think?
Like bonking a hooker? Mm-hmm. Ah, nothing wrong with that. Your first time should be special.
No, that's not what I mean. Did you ever want to try something other than basketball? Like having a strong man pin you down? His hot breath breathing down your neck as you struggle to the
ground? Whoa, whoa, whoa! I know what you're getting at. Hey, if you want to join the wrestling team, you have my full support. Now remember, we got basketball practice this afternoon, huh? Lady killer.
In the school canteen, Megan looks for a spare seat.
Excuse me. This is the dancer's table, and from what I understand, you no longer dance.
Damn, Nora, you are so mean.
Not mean, just real. Come on.
Charity leads Megan away.
Don't worry about Nora. She is all bark and no bite. Besides, those are the rich bitches, and you don't want to sit with them anyway.
Ray walks into the canteen, grinning.
Now, this is us right over here. Holla, 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 holla. Now, these are my road dogs. This is Aglisha and what's her name?
Hey, girl.
Wait, you don't know her name? I thought they were your friends.
No, 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 girl. I didn't say they were my friends. I said I roll with them. You see, I hang out with them because they make me look better. Now, what would I be doing being friends with a bitch with a keloid and some runover shoes? Look at her shoes. They tragic.
The girl wears broken sandals and silver earrings with keloid written on them. Megan sees Thomas.
What an asshole. Who, girl? Because, you know, in this school, you gotta be more specific. Him. Oh, you talking about the corny brother with the Cosby sweater and the Dumbo ears?
Yeah. The one with the dried lips, big forehead, and ashy knuckles?
That's my brother.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about him.
Oh, Cousin.
Him.
Yeah, really?
Nephew.
I'm really sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
Oh, anyway. Girl, I'm just messing with you.
Charity stares at Megan intently.
They like my little minions, you see. Yeah,
some students start up a rhythm. Ray sits at a piano and a tune emerges. Students become involved and begin to dance, and Jack enters singing. He strips down to Lycra and they all spill out onto the street singing and dancing.
Boys is going to be my partner in the big showcase. Now let's get started. You.
Nora auditions male dancers. They all fail to lift her.
Next!
Yeah, you better be smiling. Stop shaking. Man up, dude. Come on, guys. I weigh exactly 97.2 pounds. I had one grape this morning. One!
We're out of here.
Guys, no! Don't go! Save it,
Lorna. A maintenance man in a boiler suit has seen it all and speaks to Nora.
My life is over!
I'll do it.
Do what?
Whatever it is y'all trying to do.
You think you can lift me?
Well, shit, I can lift you.
Wait.
She runs to him and he lifts her. She farts and falls, wrapping her legs around his waist.
Now what?
You take your half boner off me.
Oh, my bad.
Now put me down.
All right. Ah! Damn, I think I broke a nail.
So we going to Club Violence tonight? It's a hip hop club. You should come.
Yeah, sure. Are you 21?
No, I'm in high school.
So what are you saying? I'm stupid because I'm 21 and still in high school?
No, not at all.
Yo, Akon, Megan needs a hookup on an ID for Club Violence tonight.
Word? Give me $50.
For what?
So I can get you some ID for 20.
She gives him money.
You know Club Violence ain't no square dance, right?
That's all right. I'll dance in circles. Probably around you.
Oh, snap! You gonna roll around you, fam! All right. You gonna roll around you!
All right, girl, let's roll.
I think mommy feeling you, fam. She probably got friends, too. Oh, nah, I'm good, B. I need me a Queen Latifah type chick. Cornrows and broad shoulders, know what I mean? So if I get jumped, she knocking anybody out.
That night, Megan arrives at Charity's house.
Yo, up here! Hey, girl! Oh, hey, girl! Oh.
She drops the baby from the window ledge holding a blanket, and Charity pulls him up and into the closed window repeatedly.
In here, you little brat! Quit playing around! I'll be right down, Megan! Hey, girl.
Hey.
Charity walks out with a baby strapped to her back.
Oh, are we
stopping somewhere first?
No, why? Do you need to stop somewhere?
No, I was just wondering, is he coming to the club with us?
Yeah, why? Is there a problem?
No, not at all.
Okay, then let's roll. Come on. You are going to love club violence. All the big ballers get shot there. Oh, speaking of which, you're gonna need this. It's your ID.
Oh, my God, her hair is horrible. She has buck teeth, a lazy eye, needs to wax that unibrow. Who is this?
That's you.
Her ID reads height short, weight fat, hair happy.
Oh, you're right. Come on. Hey, Aglisha. Hey, Keloid.
Hey, girl.
Charity, can I ask you something?
Sure, what is it?
How do I look?
Girl, you ain't going nowhere with me looking like that. Hold on. Aglisha, let us use your car right fast.
No, but I can't let anybody...
But nothing. We ain't going nowhere. We just want to sit in and nobody trying to take your beat-up bucket. Anyway, come on, let's go. Just get in. Hurry up. You, hold this.
Megan and Charity get into the car.
All right, here we go. First, you need to take off that sorry-ass coat because it's country and you look country in it. Take off those whack-ass earrings because those are played. Oh, and those shoes have got to go. Come on, hurry up. All right, now, put this on and take a little bit of this and some of that. Now you are good to go, girl. You look good. You ready.
They get out. Megan has been blacked up and wears gold jewelry.
Yo, check it. What a do, shorty.
Damn! Girl, you looking good now.
Let's bounce, girl. Not y'all.
At Club Violence.
Yo, what up, A-Cup?
Yo, what up, fam? You good?
My dude.
Oh, hell.
Cool.
Huh? Got some girls coming to the after party.
No doubt, I'll bring the condoms, B.
Yeah, I'll be there, man.
You ain't invited.
Cool, I bring the chips.
Hey, A-Cup.
How you doing, love? Love, you good?
Good. Looking good.
Looking better.
What up, Ma?
Get out of here.
Sorry, I'm taking it.
Thomas is ignored.
Hey, lady.
Megan and Charity are at the bar.
Yo, look at sister. Don't look.
At who?
My baby daddy. That's him over there.
Don't. I see you. How you doing?
Why don't you ask how your son is doing? That's a line you ain't tried in a while.
Can I buy you a drink?
You need to buy your baby son.
You right. Hey, bartender.
Yeah.
Let me get a milk on the rocks. Put it in a sippy cup.
You got it.
Oh, yeah. And a Patron pineapple for my son.
He drinks from a plastic baby cup and feeds the baby the alcohol.
So you want to dance?
No.
Come on, Charity. You know you want to dance with me. That's all you ever want to do. Argue with me and dance with me.
He sticks his tongue in her ear and it comes out the other side.
You're so crazy.
I'll be back in like 5 minutes.
Thomas approaches Megan.
So what do you want to drink?
I don't know. You're the genius, remember? You know everything.
I don't know everything. Like, I don't know how Jermaine Dupri got with Janet Jackson. I don't know why porn stars pray. It's pointless. You know guys up there like, blah, 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 blah. I definitely don't know how Star Jones didn't know her husband was gay. I mean, he laughs like this. Oh.
You need to take care of your responsibilities.
Yeah, but you still love me though, right?
You right. You know what, Boo? I was thinking that we should have another baby.
Charity looks around to find a pair of smoking boots on the dance floor. Thomas bottles the clubber, then chokes him, dropping to the ground.
Come on, let's dance.
No, I really don't feel like dancing.
Come on.
No.
Let me see you dance those circles around.
Okay.
Watch the vibe.
Megan steps over the body onto the dance floor and strikes a balletic pose.
Let me show you how it's done. Yeah. Where am I?
Where are you?
I don't know. Where am I?
Where'd you go?
Where did I go?
Seriously,
I don't know.
Where are you?
Here I am.
Okay.
It's magic.
They hold hands and step together. Megan looks down to painted footprint instructions.
Wow, this is easy.
That's right, you boy ain't calling in the building right now. Yeah, here we go, y'all. Bass drop! Come on, that's right. Put it in there. Trick or treat. Smell my heat so me and my baby moms can eat. Come on.
Akon robs the club. Thomas has walked into deliberately.
Hey. Yo, where y'all suckers going?
Well, well, well.
If it isn't the Pied Piper of short dances, we ready to battle.
Oh, so you think you could dance? Well, step up. Bring it on. Because we America's best dance crew.
Yeah. The rival leader falls forward, hitting the floor. He shouts,
Hey! What'd I tell you? Like Michael Jackson video. Okay. I lean, you catch me. Okay. I think y'all better roll bounce before we stomp your yard. And take Honey here with you, because she's Coyote Ugly. Huh? You better be at the streets.
We gonna be at the streets, fam. So y'all best be on your job.
Oh, we on our job. Let's roll 4-9.
What you gonna do?
But I said,
we on!
Hold on a second. What was that back there?
Lemmy, you don't want to know.
Well, I had a great time tonight.
Glad you like the club.
I'll see you tomorrow.
You got a ride?
No, I'm just going to walk home.
No. There's too many wannabe thugs around here.
Yeah, I'll walk you.
No, it's fine. I can protect myself.
I was actually hoping you could protect me.
Oh, you're serious.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Oh, don't worry about me. Little man is packing.
She opens the baby's coat, revealing a gun.
Good night.
Do you have one of those?
I had a really great time tonight.
And me too. If you ever want to, like, hook up sometime and work on your dance moves, I'm totally up for it.
Well, yeah, that'd be great.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow then.
All right, thanks for the dance.
No problem.
You have to teach me that one.
Okay.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
Oh, how's that one?
He dances away.
Whoa!
The next day, Megan warms up in a leotard by a ballet rail. Thomas walks in and plays music.
All right, let's warm up.
It cuts to Thomas in a leotard running on the spot. Megan looks confused.
Okay, let's do this.
Yeah, now you're getting it. See, hip-hop is aggressive. It's raw. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna invade your space and then you invade mine back.
Okay.
It's like a battle.
Okay.
Alright?
Okay.
Alright, so I'm gonna guide you.
Okay.
Your space, my space. Your space, my space. How's that feel?
Good?
Good?
Good.
Alright, because I'm gonna let go of the training wheels now. So.
Really?
Yeah, get ready.
Okay.
You got it. Feel it.
Okay.
It's aggressive. You gotta be aggressive towards me.
Oh, okay.
Bitch, what's wrong with you? You just gonna invade my space?
He beats her up.
My face! She's gonna invade my knees!
Good. Now all you gotta do is learn how to back your shit up. You wanna try it again?
No.
Alright.
I'm good.
Very good. Very good. So that's it for today. Tomorrow I'm gonna teach you how to do this.
He jumps into splits and springs up again.
Okay. So, tell me, what's up with you and Akon? I don't get why you guys hang out. You're so different.
Look, me and him got into some stuff a while ago. He got caught, I didn't. But he never ratted me out, so I owe him for that.
But don't you want to be something more than just a street thug? I know you've got bigger dreams than that. What do you want to be?
I want to be a doctor.
I bet you want to work with kids, don't you?
No, vaginas.
What?
I want to be a vaginacologist. They're all I think about. Big ones, small ones, the cute ones with the little Hitler mustaches on them, or how about the ones that are fat like Jay-Z's lips? But I gotta get into college first, so. But what about you? What does your mom think about you dancing hip-hop?
My mom's dead.
Well, how come you never talk about her?
What am I supposed to do? Run around the school yelling about it?
If it helps.
My mom's dead! Dead!
Thomas watches her run down the school corridor. Later at charities.
This book is so good. Oh, you like Thomas, don't you?
No. Well, he's okay, I guess. He does have a nice smile, beautiful skin, and luscious lips. But I love his big, fat...
Hey, 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 girl! That is my brother.
What? I was just gonna say butt.
Oh, well, you should see his dick. Girl, I wonder who that could be. I hate when people come by unannounced. So tacky.
The baby's father stands in the hall.
What do you want?
You know what I want, Charity. I'm here to pick up my son.
Charity gestures to the baby in his rocker. He picks him up.
Hey, son.
He puts him back in his rocker.
All right, I'm out. I'll be back next week to pick him up again.
Such a good father.
Yes! I got it!
What is it? What is
it? Oh, Dr. Thomas.
Hold on. You and everyone else that applied have been accepted to Just Community College?
Just Community College?
Charity Thomas and their mother stare at Megan.
Oh, Just Community College!
Megan, tonight I'm taking you out to celebrate.
Don't look.
Okay.
Stairs, stairs.
Where?
Right now.
Okay. I'm so excited.
I'm glad. Are you looking?
No, I'm not looking.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Surprise!
Megan looks at a theater showing Your Mama Died in a Car Crash, a ballet production.
I'm sorry. I can't go in there.
What do you mean you can't go in there? This is where I'm taking you.
No.
Come on. It's opening night. You're going.
She risked her life. What a sacrifice. Smashed by a truck. Last words were what the fuck. Mama's gone. Mama's gone. No more can you see her face or hear her voice on the phone. Your mama's dead. Mama's dead. And she's never coming back. Your mama's dead. She's never, never coming back.
You can cry.
She's never coming back.
Megan sobs in the audience watching her mum's death reenacted, complete with Catwoman, gas tanker, and an angel.
I thought you would have liked it.
I did.
You wasn't acting like you did. I wasn't even being loud. I didn't hear you heckle once.
I'm sorry. I don't want you to think I didn't have a good time tonight, Thomas, but dancing isn't a part of my life anymore.
Why not? You just woke up one day and decided to waste your talent?
How do you know I have talent? Because I dance at the club.
Because I saw the look on your face when you did it, Megan. It's the same look you had tonight. It's the same exact look that you had.
The band playing nearby drown him out.
Hey, guys, can you quiet down here, please? Can I talk to the girl? Low self-esteem? Vulnerable? Thank you. Like I was saying.
Yeah.
I saw the look on your face when you did it. It's the same look you had tonight. Goofy, happy, pale with freckles. So if you're going to tell me something about not dancing, then tell me something real.
Maybe I don't want it to be real. What I want is to wake up and see my mom. For things to go back to the way they were. When life made sense. And it's all my fault. She got scraped off the highway for me, for my damn audition. She was rushing. It was raining.
Wait, it was raining?
Well, yeah, but
She promised she would be there. I made her promise.
Damn, so it was raining and you still made her promise?
Yeah, and then I didn't wait for her.
It's messed up, so even if she didn't die, she still would have been late?
I know I should have waited for her, but they called my name and then I didn't say anything.
So she would have got there and been stuck outside. That's what you're saying?
Well, technically, yeah, but
you didn't put your mother's name on the list?
Well,
are you kidding me?
Well, I had to go over my dance moves, so I didn't have time to.
You didn't have time for your own mother. The person who gave birth to you, you didn't have time for her.
No,
oh, okay.
No, I didn't.
I see what kind of party this is.
Cry me a river.
All she wanted was for me to dance.
No, all she wanted was to live. Not that she didn't support your dream. It's just the point is, you killed your mother. She's never coming back. She's dead because of you. God hates you, okay? So you not dancing doesn't make any damn sense at all.
I know! But she... I just don't think I could do it without her.
Do you want this? I mean, do you really want to go to Juilliard?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Well, then it's on you to make your dream come true.
They lean in to kiss, but Thomas breaks away.
Oh, shit, black girls. So what you're gonna want to do is make that left, go up three blocks, I don't know you, and,
Thomas, what are you
sisters, yeah.
Later that night, Thomas leaves Megan's house. Sugar Bear's henchman pulls up in a blacked-out car next to them.
Yo, Sugar Bear wants to see you.
Who's that scary-looking guy?
Oh, him? That's nobody. Just an old friend, you know?
Oh, okay. We should all get together sometime.
Yeah, great. We're just gonna go hang out, some cardio, read.
Well, have fun.
I will. I really will.
Hey, yo, Thomas, they caught us, fam. I don't know how they found you, though.
Akon is in the car. Thomas tries to get Megan to see the danger.
Gotta go.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna give you a call around 911.
That's a little late, but that's okay.
And I also got some police concert tickets.
Oh my god, I love the police! I'm so excited!
There's a cops marathon. Cops love it, right?
Okay, I'll TiVo it.
Okay.
Bye.
They are driven to see Sugar Bear.
You ain't got my dough yet! You know how much bread, how much cheddar, how much cake that is! I want my cheddar!
Don't worry, man. We gonna have your money for you, Sug.
Where?
Soon as possible, fam.
Well, that ain't good enough. There's a dance battle coming up, and I suggest you win.
What if we lose?
No! No! No!
He throws a lamp, and suddenly a spotlight finds him.
And I am telling you, my belly's growling. I like Clay Tam. Pig feet and toes, the biggest loser, I say no. Give me more steaks, chicken and ribs too. I'm not living without food. I don't wanna be no Nicole Richie. Tipped by the mountain, solar power from the spout. You can say what you wanna, I'm not working out. Try me some chicken, strike up the grill. You're gonna feed me, that's right, you will. And I am smelling food. I'm so hungry. Smuckers is the best jam I've ever known. And you, and you, and you, you're gonna feed me.
Basketball practice back at Musical High School.
Why don't you D up on her? You know, maybe if you weren't so tired from having sex with Thomas, maybe you could guard her.
How do you know I had sex with Thomas?
Who's the hoe now?
Oh! Give that back!
No!
You are going down, Twiggy! Oh! You fool like a bitch!
Nora holds up a DVD reading One Night on Megan. They fight.
Sweaty teens fighting like that, making me moist in my own gym. Do you understand? If you've got a beef to settle, we're gonna settle it my way. Got it? Oh yeah! That's what I'm talking about. Get it!
They wrestle in a paddling pool wearing shorts and cropped vests.
I'm gonna make it rain on these hoes, yes! Show me what you got! Let me see some ass!
In men's basketball practice, Thomas misses the hoop.
What is wrong with you guys? Do you know what's at stake here? We're talking state championships! Hey, stand up, Wiener! You're not looking polished, Nub! You gotta play hard, Cochran! Head, you gotta give me some! Don't you guys want to know what it feels like to be winners? To be 10 men holding each other after a big victory? Standing naked in the showers, screaming at the top of your lungs, foam flying?
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Now that is the spirit, son! Now the rest of you, get your head in the game! Let's go!
Megan and Charity sit in a doctor's surgery with a baby.
So, how'd he catch it?
Probably one of them kids at school. You know kids. I told him to wear a condom, but does he listen to me? No, just like his damn daddy. Now you sit there and let it itch. So, I heard about the fight.
Yeah, it was all Nora's fault.
It was all Nora's fault. You didn't have anything to do with it.
No, she's just jealous of me and Thomas.
Well, what do you expect? It is hard out there for a white girl. It used to be that y'all just show up and bat your eyes and the brothers would come running. But now the competition is fierce. You see, girl, first it was J-Lo with Puffy. She opened a door for every Latina this side of the border. Then it was Kimora Lee Simmons leading a dojo of Asian bitches. And now we got Kim Kardashian and her big Armenian ass pulling brothers right and left. So what is a rich white girl supposed to do? The last thing she needs is you coming in here with your blonde hair, your perky breasts, and a little bit of rhythm, taking the last sellout brother left.
You think that Nora is the only oppressed white girl? Well, I'll have you know, I have paid my dues.
Flashback to Megan drunk in a car having been pulled over by a policeman.
Excuse me, miss. Have you been drinking?
Nope.
Ma'am, step out of the car.
As the door opens, a river of beer and bottles flood out.
The damage isn't that bad.
The policeman looks at his crushed colleague, the floored lollipop lady, and the dying animal.
Ma'am, I'm going to have you blow into this tube.
Megan drops to her knees, and the policeman pulls her back up.
Ma'am, I meant this tube.
Ooh, it's a lot bigger.
She blows into the breathalyzer, which reads Mel Gibson, Nick Nolte, Kiefer Sutherland, and up to Amy Winehouse drunk.
Ma'am, I'm going to have to take you in.
She is put in a cell and watches 3 seconds pass on a clock before being released.
Time's up, Miss White. Here you go. Hope you learned your lesson.
What took you so long?
Your flashback was longer than your time in county, and that don't make you one of us.
I thought we were friends.
Thomas and Acorn walk on the street.
What do you mean we're not going to pay Sugar Bear back his money?
Because I'm tired of Sugar Bear always trying to punk us, B. What type of self-respecting thug pays back a debt?
So what are you going to do when he comes after us?
He ain't coming after us. We going to get him first. Meet me under the bridge tonight, 8 o'clock.
No.
Bitch.
Okay.
Back in rehearsals, Megan and Thomas step in time.
Don't need that the cold of the street. When the chill of summer heat. If you can't take the beat, then you should take a seat. In.
There's something I need to tell you.
You're pregnant? Oh, no.
What? No, Thomas, I'm not pregnant.
Oh, good, because with your big head and my ears, God only knows.
No, I'm performing at the senior showcase, and then who knows, maybe Juilliard.
That's great!
And I was kind of thinking, you know, maybe we should just kind of cool it for a while.
Thomas looks confused.
What do you mean?
I'm saying I think we need to take a break.
Right, definitely. Yeah, we should definitely take a break. I only need like 30, 40 minutes. We actually synchronize our watches. So
no,
we can meet
Thomas,
up.
I need space.
Oh, okay. Space. Space is good. That's enough space?
Thomas, we're done.
Definitely. This has been a long rehearsal, very tough.
Thomas, I'm leaving you. I don't want to be your girlfriend anymore. We spend more time defending our relationship than actually having one. Nobody wants to see us together. Not my friends and not yours. I'm saying it's over.
Fine. Fine, leave! Get out!
Sorry, I'm sorry.
She runs, but is pulled back by a chain attached to her.
God has put you in my path, and I aim to keep you. I'm making steaks for dinner, and I expect you to stay.
Thomas dances freestyle in the pouring rain. A gale blows and he is swept horizontally. He clings to a lamppost but is soon blown away. He crawls back into shot, doing a caterpillar dance move. He is hit by a bolt of lightning. Charity chats up a man in the playground.
Oh, here's my number. You just call me. Oh, you married? That's sexy. That's like
you. The baby slides, hitting a post behind her.
Oh, shit.
Through the fence, the baby's father watches them. He approaches and Charity rolls her eyes.
Hey.
Hey.
Can we talk? Can we talk, Charity? I just want to let you know, from now on, things are going to be different. I'm going to be the kind of father that his kid only sees him on the weekends. It's not the kind of life I want for my son. My son!
You don't even know his name.
It doesn't matter. Maury said it was a 99.9% chance that he is mine. And I'm honored that. Anyway, I want my kid to wake up every morning and see my face. Here, put this in his room. I'm out.
He hands her a photo of himself with baby photo here written underneath his pose. That night, Thomas meets Akon.
There's something I gotta talk to you.
They stand in a quiet alleyway.
I ain't going with you.
What you mean you're not going with me? I mean, this shit is dangerous. Of course it's dangerous. It's a drive-by. But we can get the money. All we have to do is battle the four nines at the streets tonight, pay Sugar Bear back, and we're good. Nigga, did you wear a pink shirt to a drive-by?
Brings out my eyes.
Look, if you walk away from this, I'll walk away with you. Walk away from what? I'm not you, Thomas. I can't go to just community college like you. Be a doctor. Operating on people and shit. Yes, you can, man. If I can do it, you can do it. Not with these hands.
He holds them up.
I got guns for hands. They call me Edward Trigger Hands, fam. For me, it's all about respect.
Hey, cuz.
He shrugs off Thomas's touch and gets into a blacked-out car driving away. A text comes up on Thomas's phone reading, "The streets, 8 p.m. Back at Musical High School, people prepare for the showcase.
Are you wearing the elastic I asked you to wear? Keep your chins up. You're never going to be a Nora. Have a good show. Yes.
Hey, Charity, where's Thomas?
The last time I heard, he and Akon went after Sugar Bear.
What?
Yeah, well, they owe him $5,000, and they can't come up with the money.
There has to be another way.
Well, if he had a crew, he could have battled at the streets and possibly won the money back, but where are we gonna find a crew?
Hey, guys! Thomas is in trouble, and he needs our help. There's a battle at the streets tonight, and he needs a crew.
So what are you saying? You want to start a crew?
Yeah.
And who's gonna be in this crew?
Well, maybe you don't want to step out of your perfect world, but there's a lot going on under the radar at Musical High. Take sweet little Tracy, for example. She has really bad hair. Tyler has a horrible smile. And
what about you, Nora? I mean, everybody knows that you're the best dancer in school.
Let's go then!
Megan rallies a group and leaves with them to find Thomas.
What about the showcase?
The streets dance battle.
Have made their decision. May I have the envelope, please?
One of the four judges passes it over.
Oh, man. And for all you people at home watching, I am wearing all yellow. Oh, this is a tight moment. Tighten in the button on my suit. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. The winner is...
Hey, truck!
Thomas shoves his rival.
Hey, now.
I want a battle. Me and you, one-on-one.
Oh, that's not how it goes. You have to have a crew to battle.
Says who?
It's a written law of the streets. Says it right there. No dance battling without a crew. And you don't have a crew.
Oh, yes, he does.
Megan, what are you doing here?
Oh, no, this is for street dancers only. They're not street dancers.
We gonna do it just like we do it on the streets. Now, the baddest man hit by hand.
The host punches Thomas.
Now, you've been challenged. Do you accept?
Let's do this.
All right. Then it's gonna be the 4-9 crew versus... what's your name, young man?
Thomas Uncles.
The Uncle Toms. Show your love.
Let's go, 4-9. Let's go.
Uncle Tom's assemble!
They separate and start the dance-off. Two female members of the 4-9 crew shake their chests and bottoms so vigorously their extremities swell and hang to the floor. The crowd cheers wildly, the judges make notes smiling, and the Uncle Toms look concerned.
We got this.
Another 4-9 dancer runs and does a swallow dive towards the Uncle Toms.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought only the good guys get to go in slow motion.
He falls, hitting the ground. Akon walks in.
Yo, Thomas!
Akon! Wait, what happened with Sugar Bear?
Well, Mr. Stash took care of that, man. We good. Well, let's serve these suckers, B.
Everybody huddle up.
Whoa, hold on, man. Yo, how are we gonna compete with these guys? With these guys.
You got this, Akon. All right, everybody. You just do what you do best, okay?
Let's do this!
They all dance in unison. Megan stumbles and the judges wince. Thomas helps her up.
What's going on?
I don't think I could do this.
Remember the routine you used to do at the club?
No.
Do that and you'll be great.
Okay.
I mean, that club.
Megan dances provocatively around a pole. She swings herself around using her mouth. After a group huddle, Thomas emerges on roller skates, wearing blue and white striped shorts, socks and a vest. Akon joins him.
Nigga, did you wear tight-ass shorts and skates to a battle?
Yeah, so did you.
Oh, yeah. And you work for T.I. and ATL, right?
What up, though?
They join hands and spin around.
Stop winning!
Akon lifts Thomas in the air with his legs wide apart. Two mini disco balls drop out of his shorts.
Hey,
An envelope is handed over to the host.
Oh, they did their thing tonight. And the judges have made their decision. And the winner is a tie.
What?
Oh, hell no. Y'all can't do this to these kids. What y'all want to see? Y'all want to see them battle it out. All right, we're going to do this the fast way. Each crew gets one move. No rules. And the audience will decide. Let's get it on.
Let's go. They got one move left, and we know what that is.
The group separate. 4-9 performs the same move that Dee did before he died.
What are you doing?
Stealing our move, man.
I'm feeling your shit. Now what?
That's not fair. You stole our move.
That's true. But you still got one move left.
Sugar Bear?
I came here to get my bread, my chips, my cheese.
Oh, here you go.
I'm talking about my money, bitch. Don't get cute.
All right, fat boy, let's see what you got.
Sugar Bear enters the arena and starts to dance. Despite his enormous size, he performs agile moves and the crowd are impressed. The judges nod approvingly. Gaining momentum, Sugar Bear flips consecutively, landing hard and creating holes in the floor. In a final swan dive, he lands on top of the 4-9 leader. The Uncle Toms are presented with a check for $5,000.
And the crowd has spoken! The winner of this year's Battle of the Streets! And $5,000 goes to the Uncle Tom! Yeah! Show your love! Now that's a battle right there! That's what I'm talking about!
The host runs off with the check and Sugar Bear chases him.
Hey!
Hey!
That was really wild what you did out there.
Thanks. I couldn't let you go out there and risk your future.
Oh my gosh, Megan! Megan, congratulations, girl!
Oh, thanks, Charity.
By the way, I brought somebody with me.
Well now, that certainly was different.
I guess it was.
So, you and your entire crew missed the senior showcase for this?
Ever since I started hanging out with these guys, I've learned a lesson. Some things are more important than going to college or getting a high-paying job or inventing something that could save the lives of millions. It's something we like to call respect. And you only get it here, in the streets.
Well, this might surprise you, but I know a little something about the hip-hop.
What you know about hip-hop?
Well, back in the day, I happened to be one of the best beatboxers around.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you kick a beat then?
All right.
Yo, that beat is hot. But her lips ain't moving. Oh, yes, they are.
Yo!
They look down as Miss Cameltoe bounces.
A-la-di-da-di. We like to party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just the men that's on the mic. And we rock upon the mic. We rock the mic.
Right! Human beat, pop,
I was a quick prom night. Thomas and Megan walk arm in arm towards a fairy lit pavilion.
Hold on to me.
Megan puts her arm around his neck and they glide down the red carpet. When the cops close the fair, I cut my long baby hair, stole me a toe. Thomas tucks in the skates on the bottom of his shoes.
What's the matter, Thomas?
You think you know me?
Yes?
You need to see me in the light. Are you afraid?
No, I'm not afraid.
You should be.
He turns towards her and his face is pale and covered in glitter. His hair stands up on end.
Aren't you been a little scared?
No, more disappointed than anything. You just turned around with glitter on your face. You don't even have fangs.
Let's dance.
They dance in the pavilion.
Now you're dancing.
At prom. And next year, at Juilliard. Thomas, why didn't you take me when you had the chance?
You don't know what you're saying. You don't really want this. It will change your life. Besides, you know what they say.
Once you go black, you never go back?
No. You shouldn't do it until you're with the one you'll be with forever.
I dream of being with you forever.
So you really want this?
Yes. Give it to me right now.
You're gonna live a long and happy life with me.
He goes to kiss her, but she spots some people nearing them.
Oh, shit, white guys. So, what you're gonna do is leave the car up front. Here are the keys. It's the one blasting Coldplay. Don't steal anything, okay? Scurry on!
Roll credits. Written by Damian Dante Wayans.